Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me now in this NFL Draft Bible and College Football Insiders Coach's Corner on All Access Football Radio is head man Kyle Whittingham of the Utah Utes. Hi, Coach. How are you today?
Doing well, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So, Coach, tell us, how has that undefeated season changed your life?
Well, certainly was a heck of a year, and you know, it's something you got to appreciate. I mean, those years don't come around very often, but you enjoy them. While they're happening, and you know, now it's time to put it behind us. And, new challenges ahead for 09, and you know, spring ball is just winding down right now. We've had a good spring ball at this point, but we're looking ahead to the 09 season.
Well, let's talk a little bit about a couple of your players who definitely have new challenges facing them coming up, and should be hearing their name called in about a week or so. And that's the two underclassmen that left Utah early. Cornerback Sean Smith and defensive end Paul Kruger, a pair of defensive standouts for your team last season. What can you tell us about them, and what's something that you offer to NFL teams, which I'm sure have been reaching out to you to talk about those guys?
Well, first of all, they were a tremendous asset for our team and a big reason why we were able to accomplish what we did in 08. I mean, they're very talented. My guess is they're going to both do very well at the next level. You know, I certainly would have liked to have had him back for another year, but, you know, you always want what's best for the players, and they felt that, given their circumstances, that this is the right time to come out and you know, test the NFL, and you know, to have our support, although, you know, I'm always, my own personal opinion, I always like to see guys finish school and get that degree. I think that's invaluable and can't be, you know, overstated, the value of that degree. So, in that respect, it's a little disappointing, but like I said, every situation is different, every circumstance is different, and you know, when they educated decisions, they did. This just wasn't a seat of the pants decision by either of those guys, and so they researched it and felt that this was the best for them, and we wish them well.
Can you talk a little bit about the progress they made this past season? I mean, heading into the year, I'm sure probably they didn't even. I spoke to them; neither one of them really thought about this was going to be their final year and they were going to leave early. You know, certain players kind of know that. Neither one of those guys really expected that or thought about it until the end of the year. So talk about how much they improved their game from their, you know, sophomore to junior seasons, or in Paul's case, from his redshirt freshman season to his sophomore season.
Yeah, they both made tremendous strides. And, you know, they're both kind of in the same boat where they have both guys that made position changes. You know, we had Paul was recruited as the quarterback. You know, way back in the 04 season was his freshman year. He redshirted that year, went on an LDS mission for 2 years, and came back and got moved to defensive end. And so he'd really only been a defensive end for a couple of years. And Sean Smith got recruited as a running back and spent the first year at Utah as a running back, the second year as a receiver, and then didn't make the transition to corner until his third year. And so both of them really, really made, you know, they both became very comfortable at their positions last year and just got better, you know, by the day. I mean, it was very apparent that they, you know, they were, you know, getting, you know, used to the new positions and really excelling at both those positions.
We're talking to Coach Kyle Whittingham of the Utah Utes, whose team finished undefeated last season. Coach, before we let you go, you mentioned the spring is about to wrap up. I believe your game is on Saturday the 18th. Let us know what from a coach's perspective, what do you look to gain from in the spring game, or is it more about giving the players a reward and the fans a reward?
I think a little of both. I mean, there's still some work that you can get done, and you know, particularly the development of the younger players. And we typically hold out, you know, several of the starters. They'll see very little, if any, action. But what it does is gives the fans the opportunity to get a look at some of the up-and-comers and the new faces in the program. And at the same time, give those new guys and the younger guys a chance to show what they can do in a, you know, as close to a game setting as you can manufacture. And so, you know, it's not a long, extensive, you know, game. It's only about an hour long, but it gives the fans a good idea of the, you know, the abilities of the newcomers. And you know, there still will be a handful of starters that, that play in this game. That you know, and it's always about you know, constant development. You want to keep getting better, and this is just one more opportunity for these guys to get better.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot for joining us and giving us some time. We want to wish you luck in the game. Hopefully, you know, obviously the most important thing is everyone stay healthy and, you know, enjoy your summer after that. Hopefully you'll have some time to relax a little bit.
That would be great. I appreciate that, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.